Chapter 12. Lexi dipped her spoon into the thick custard and brought it to her lips. The sweetness from the sugar and the unmistakable flavor from the real vanilla bean she'd added danced on her tongue. The creaminess of the custard was like velvet in her mouth. Perfect. She pulled over a tray of the small puff pastries she'd made to house the custard and set the bowl of chocolate she'd drizzle on the top next to her. Spooning the custard into a piping bag, she picked up a pastry, squeezed some custard inside, then set it on another tray. She continued until she had one tray completed, then spooned the chocolate on top for a perfect set of miniature bite-sized eclairs. She popped one into her mouth, letting the flavorful explosion thrill her taste buds. They were just the way she wanted. She pulled another tray of puff pastries over and started repeating the process. As she filled the pastries, she thought about the previous evening's excursion with Nans and the ladies. Could the biker gang have something to do with Dugasse's murder? Why would Dugasse be involved with them? It didn't make any sense. She was trying to figure out how she could find out more about the bikers and what they were doing there, when a grating voice cut into her thoughts from across the room.
Miss Baker, what a surprise to find you here in the kitchen instead of pestering suspects.
Lexi's stomach tightened as she watched Detective Payne make his way over to her. He wore his usual plaid Bermuda shorts and had his spiral-bound notebook and pencil in hand. His eyes slid from hers to the tray of eclairs.
I have no idea what you mean, Lexi said, feigning innocence.
You went to visit Victoria Dugasse?
He raised an eyebrow at her.
My grandmother and I paid our condolences.
Well, she seemed to think you were doing more than that.
Grabbing an eclair from the tray, he stuffed it into his mouth before continuing.
I'd appreciate it if you left the police business to the police. Besides, the wife didn't do it. The hotel records show that she was in the hotel gym at the time of death.
Lexi's eyebrows shot up. That was one person she could cross off her suspect list. She decided to test out Payne to see how much he knew. She leaned closer to him and lowered her voice. So, she didn't kill him because of his affair with Sylvia Spicer?
Payne's forehead collapsed in a network of wrinkles. Spicer? What makes you think they were having an affair?
They seemed awfully close. In fact, Sylvia came right out after I found him and was very upset.
Well, of course she would be upset. Her boss was dead.
Payne glanced around the room looking for Sylvia, no doubt.
Maybe you were just implicating Sylvia because she has the damaging statement of finding you leaning over the dead body.
Lexi pressed her lips together and leaned even closer.
Well, there is the matter of her getting promoted.
Payne nodded.
Yes, yes, we know all about that. We are the police, you know. But Spicer wasn't having the affair with Dugasse.
How do you know that? The wife told us he was sneaking off.
Payne waved his hand around dismissively.
Sneaking around does not necessarily mean an affair. Like I said, you should leave the detecting to the detectives. You are, after all, one of the suspects.
Lexi felt irritation spark in her chest. Why did Payne keep defending Sylvia and insisting that Lexi was a suspect? It was becoming clear that she was going to have to dig out the clues herself if she wanted to get her name off his radar.
So, I have your word. You will leave this chef Martino Marchese alone?
Lexi's heart skipped. Who was Chef Martino Marchese? Payne must have caught her confused look.
Don't try to play dumb. I know that you already know Marchese is the favorite to win the chili battle.
Chili battle?
Lexi's brows mashed together. Did Dugasse's death have something to do with the chili battle? Payne flapped his arms in exasperation.
Look, Baker, you're still high up on the suspect list, but I'm working to cover all the bases and make sure I get the real killer. If you continue to meddle in this case, I will have no choice but to stop you, even if I have to throw you in jail.
Payne grabbed another eclair, popped it into his mouth, and pointed the eraser end of his pencil at her, and said,
"Consider yourself warned."
Then he turned on his heel and stomped off toward the exit. Lexi finished the eclairs as fast as she could, and then ran down to Nan's cottage. "You guys won't believe it. I just found another clue." Lexi burst through the front door of the cottage. Nan's, Ida, Ruth, and Helen were seated at the table, shoveling cheeseburgers onto large plates of salad.
"Would you like a cheeseburger salad?" Nan's asked.
Lexi narrowed her eyes at the plates. "No buns? Are you guys back on the paleo diet?" Nan's waffled her hand over the table.
"We're just trying to cut down on the carbs."
"Did you say something about a clue, dear?"
Ida speared a piece of lettuce, a tomato, and then a chunk of burger and brought it up to her mouth. "Yes. Payne came to the kitchen to yell at me about visiting Dugasse's wife, and he let a clue slip. Something about another chef that was connected with the chili battle contest." Nan's narrowed her eyes.
"I knew the chili contest had to figure in here somewhere. What was the chef's name?"
Lexi pursed her lips together, wishing she had written the name down. "It was Italian-sounding. I think it was Martin Parcheesi. Does that ring a bell with anyone?" The ladies looked around at each other, shaking their heads.
"No, but we can Google him."
Ruth got up from her chair and went over to the iPad. Lexi watched as her fingers tapped on the screen.
"I don't find any Chef Parcheesi. Let me look up this chili contest."
Nan's, Ida, and Helen munched away at their salads, while Lexi went to look over Ruth's shoulder.
"So is this Parcheesi guy another suspect, along with the wife, the sous chef, and the bikers?"
Helen asked.
"Seems like we're really piling them up."
Ida cleaned the last of the salad out of her bowl and brought it to the sink. "Actually, the wife has been cleared. Payne let it slip that she has an alibi for the time of the murder," Lexi said.
"Oh, good." Ida walked over to the whiteboard. "I'll cross her off the list, then."
"Do you mean Chef Martino Marchese?"
Ruth looked up at Lexi.
"Yes."
Lexi snapped her fingers.
"That's it."
"Well, he is involved with the chili battle.
He's one of the front runners," Ruth said.
"So, Payne thinks he might have killed Dugasse to win the contest?"
Nan stood up and brought her and Helen's bowls to the sink. "He just warned me to stay away from him. He didn't say why, but he said I should stay away from the suspect, so I assume Marchese is one." Lexi watched Ida write Marchese on the whiteboard in the suspect column.
"Seems a little drastic to kill someone to win a contest," Helen said. "Apparently not if you are this Marchese guy."
Ruth tapped the iPad with her finger.
"He has ties to organized crime, and there's some articles here that put him in a questionable light."
Nan's raised her brows.
"Is he here in town now?"
"I'd have to check local hotels," Ruth said.
"Do you think he could have some involvement with those bikers we saw yesterday? Maybe he hired them to do his dirty work or something,"
Helen offered.
"Maybe." Nan studied the whiteboard. "What about Sylvia? Did you find anything more about her supposed affair with Dugasse?"
"That's another thing," Payne said. "He seemed sure Sylvia was not the one having the affair with him. But she acted so strangely when I confronted her yesterday," Lexi said.
"Well, I wouldn't necessarily take what Payne says as gospel," Ruth rolled her eyes. "He doesn't seem that competent, if you ask me."
Lexi nodded. "You can say that again. I think I might need to have another talk with Sylvia."
"Yes, and we need to figure out if Marchese was in town when Dugasse was murdered," And talk to those bikers to find out why the bracelet was near the dining hall, Helen said.
How are we going to talk to the bikers?
Lexi asked. They didn't seem very friendly when we were there yesterday.
Oh, don't worry. I think I have that covered.
Nance winked at Lexi.
Meet us here tomorrow at 2 p.m., and I'll show you how to get even the most adversarial suspect to open up.